The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, here live from the Berkshires, WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, bringing you the consciousness of water. Today we have a cool guest, friend of show, John Kroll, talking about the next step of revitalizing and reigniting and renewing post-election. Yeah, he's not the mayor.
In
I get it.
The abundance of water, the food will get thirsty.
Yeah, we got him in studio. It's super exciting. He'll be saying a quick hello pretty soon, so stay tuned. Second half of the show, we're going to talk about what does renewal look like and what's it like after an election that, and coming back. And what's that all about? So stay tuned. Super excited to have him here. Got some water music coming your way, and then we got some water news coming your way, and all sorts of water consciousness. So stay tuned. Thanks again for being here. I'm your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water, and you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. She say that I'm cool, I'm like, yeah, that's true. I believe in G-O-D, don't believe it. She keep playing me dumb, I'm a player for fun. Y'all don't really know my mental, let me give you the picture like stencil. Falling out in a drought, no flow, rain was I'm pouring down. See that pain was all around, see my mode was kinda lounge. Didn't know which way to turn, flow was cool but I still felt burned. Energy up, you can feel my surge, I'ma everything like this purge. Let's just get this straight for a second. I'ma work, even if I don't get paid for progression. I'ma get it, everything that I do is electric. I'ma keep it in a motion, keep it moving like kinetic. Put this in a frame, better know I don't blame everything that I say, man, I seen you deflate. Let me elevate, this ain't a prank. Have you walking on a plane? Both hands together, God, let me pray. I been going right around, call that relay. Pass the baton, back in the mall, swimming in the pool, can't drink them all. Want a piece of this, a piece of mine, my piece of sign. Can you please read between the lines? My rhymes inclined to break yo. They say that I'm so fine, you could never match my grind. Please do not waste my time. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
Yeah.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, and wherever you get your audio podcasts. That song you just heard was Throw Me a Line by my good friend Tiffany Randall. I Am Eve is a stage name that it goes under. Throw Me a Line off the Throw Me a Line album. And before that, to start off the show, we had Astronaut in the Ocean by Mass Wolf. And, you know, Astronaut in the Ocean just kind of gives us a feeling of we don't always know what we're going to do. Like, it's a little bit different. Not all astronauts are in the ocean. What happens if you're an astronaut and you wake up in the ocean? You'll be kind of confused. And that's kind of like the background scenery of planet Earth right now. A little bit of confusion. So we thought that was a great way to start the show. Super excited to have a great guest for the second half of the show. His name is John Kroll, friend of show. And he'll be sharing a little bit about some projects coming up and also about a little bit what's life after a campaign. Super excited to hear about that. But we got some water news. Actually, this is food news in The Prism is War. And food and water do go together. And this has to do with something that just happened last day or so. Workers with World Central Kitchen are reported killed in an airstrike in Gaza. And World Central Kitchen has been going for as long as, I believe, Katrina. A bunch of chefs from around the world go into war-torn areas and hard scrabble areas around the globe, and there are quite a few right now, where they go and serve food, culinary delights to folks who are dealing with the impact of hard issues. And this is coming from New England Public Media.
Workers with the charity group World Central Kitchen have been reported killed in the Gaza Strip, apparently in an airstrike. This comes as aid groups are desperately trying to find more ways to deliver food and other assistance to Gaza amid a worsening humanitarian crisis. This is a developing story, and to tell us what we know so far, NPR's Greg Myrie is on the line. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Ari.
We know that not enough aid is getting into Gaza, and it is extremely dangerous delivering assistance to the Gaza Strip. What can you tell us about this incident?
So Jose Andreas, the well-known chef who's the founder of World Central Kitchen, he said on X that his organization lost several of its international volunteers in what he said was an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli military says it's investigating, but it hasn't said whether it was involved or not. The Associated Press, citing Palestinian health workers, say five people were killed while delivering aid near the central Gaza town of Deir al-Bala when their car was hit.
Can you tell us anything more about those who were killed?
Yeah, videos and photos that are on social media show five bodies side by side on the ground outside a hospital, and they're still wearing protective gear. Now, three passports were placed on the bodies. Apparently, they were carrying them when they were killed. One is a British passport, one is Australian, and one is Polish. A fourth international aid worker or volunteer was also reportedly killed here, but no word on that person's nationality, and the fifth was apparently the Palestinian driver. Many aid workers in Gaza have been killed in the past few months. Overwhelmingly, they've been Palestinians who account for the vast majority doing this work in Gaza right now. And we should also note that Israel is familiar with World Central Kitchen because they've been so active. And Israel says, in fact, it's been coordinating with the group.
What kind of aid has the group been delivering? How does it fit into the larger picture of humanitarian assistance to Gaza?
Yeah, so not only have they been very active, they've been trying to do some pretty innovative things here. In the past couple weeks, the group built this makeshift jetty so that food could be delivered by the Mediterranean Sea to the coast of Gaza. And this jetty was pieced together from rubble from destroyed buildings in Gaza. And on Monday, today, the second ship delivering aid to this jetty arrived in Gaza, coming from Cyprus in the Mediterranean. The ship had around 400 tons of food and other supplies, and this was organized by the United Arab Emirates along with World Central Kitchen. it appears the aid workers were delivering or had just delivered some of this food that had arrived when they were killed. Still a lot we don't know. There have been some videos that appear to show one of these aid workers in Gaza a few days ago, but we don't know how long they had been there or even if they had just arrived on this ship from Cyprus.
It seems like it's growing ever more dangerous to deliver aid in Gaza. Why does this keep happening?
Yeah, Ari, it is become a very dangerous business to deliver aid in Gaza. We've had two huge instances in recent weeks where we've seen very chaotic scenes and mass casualties surrounding aid deliveries. Palestinians say that this is because the Israeli forces opened fire in these two instances. Israel has said many of the victims were trampled to death. Now, aid workers, as we've noted, have often been victims in these cases. And a number of these deadly episodes have been taking place in northern and central Gaza. Israeli troops are very active in these areas, and yet it's getting very little aid. This contributes to the panic and desperation we've seen in these areas.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie. Thank you.
Sure thing.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Thanks to our friends at NPR for getting that recording out. Workers with World Central Kitchen are reportedly killed in an airstrike in Gaza. And as you know, water is food. Sustenance for life. Got some more water music coming your way. And first, a little drink of water. This is a poem by Jeffrey Harrison. When my 19-year-old son turns on the kitchen tap and leans down over the sink and tilts his head sideways to drink directly from a stream of cool water, I think my older brother, now almost 10 years gone, who used to do the same thing at that age, and when he lifts his head back up and satisfied and wipes the water dripping from his cheek with his shirt sleeve, it's the same casual gesture my brother used to make, and I don't tell him to use a glass the way our father told my brother. Because I was like remembering my brother when he was young, decades before anything went wrong, and I like the way my son becomes a little bit more my brother for a moment, though his small habit born of simple need, which natural and unprompted ties them together through across the bounds of death and across time, as if the clear stream flowed between two worlds and entered this one through the kitchen faucet, my son and brother drinking the same water. That's a poem by Jeffrey Harrison called A Drink of Water from his book Healing the Divide. Poems of kindness and connection. This is And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be here with you today. We bring you the water consciousness straight from the Berkshires and around the world. Look for us on all your major podcast channels. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to have in studio with us. He's going to be with a longer format talk in about 15 or 12 minutes. But a quick hello to our friend of show, John Kroll. John, say hi to our water-loving listeners.
Leslie, how you doing, man? It is wonderful to be back in the studio.
That's so
love
cool.
It.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, you were the first one on a series that I had called On Pittsfield's Water.
Mm.
And I was actually kind of surprised
by
some of your answers. And we'll kind of talk a little bit more about that second half of the show.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So thanks again for being here. We've got a little bit more water music coming your way. Let's see what's up. This one, I think, is from Canada. Thank a Trucker. And this is actually not the name of the song, Thank a Trucker, but it's actually called Stronger Beer. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. And just so you know, beer is like mostly water, so put the hair on the back of your head down. It's okay. It's beer and water.
Weed smoke. smartest, you eat M&Ms. And you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams. Hey, you got Bruce Springsteen. But we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves. But we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great wide north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say A, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor. All kidding aside, it takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. Yeah, we got stronger beer. Whoa, we got stronger beer. Yeah, we do, baby.
Someone reached in and grabbed it. What a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster.
trouble. Lots of bubble. He was in a jam.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. This is Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water, here at WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio from the Berkshires. to Around the World, the home of the mighty Housatonic, which is growing mightier by the moment. Moment by moment, it's amazing to be here with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out on one of your favorite podcast platforms. Just look for And So It Flows. We got in our studio in just a minute, we're going to be bringing in John Kroll, friend of show. He'll share a little bit about his life post-election. Super psyched. A little bit from Jacques Cousteau, though, that French man that we all love, who loved the water a lot, swam a lot, had a French accent. We forget that the water cycle and the life cycle are one. It's a quote from Jacques-Yves Cousteau. Thank you, Jacques, for saying that. And thank you, John, for joining us in studio at And So It Flows. How's it going there?
Oh, it's tremendous. It's good to be back in this studio here.
Nice.
We helped build this studio back at Taconic High School and save the station.
Save the station.
So you want to save the water.
Yeah, save the water.
We save the station.
Yeah, you know, funny thing happened on the way to get to know more about Pittsfield. You were running for office for the mayor, and... No, I get it that you didn't win. It's so, you know, like I thank you for still being.
Yeah, we had a hell of a campaign.
Yeah, it
was great. I don't think there was ever a campaign in the history of Pittsfield anything like what we did. It was actually amazing, and I've been involved in a lot of campaigns, and I will be most proud of this one and the people that were on that. So it was quite an experience. Yeah, we didn't win. We could go and go into a deep dive on that, but we don't need to do that.
It's
really
water under the bridge.
It's water under the bridge, but it made an impact.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Question, I mean, the way I heard it when I was kind of being a fly on the wall, like I mentioned earlier, did this entire four episode series called On Pittsfield's Water.
Mm.
For those who are looking right now, you could just type that in to your search on Pittsfield's Water, and you'll see four different episodes from our podcast. But beyond that, what was it that you were committed to in your campaign? Like, what's the bottom line? What did you want to?
We want to restore the pride of the city, restore the energy. And really, I think, that begins with people. But it also begins with giving them something to believe in. And I think, the people in the city for such a long time have not had something to truly believe in. We've been losing more as opposed to gaining more. And that's why I think the water aspect is it may be the critical point of the whole shebang. I mean, part of our psyche is the river. Part of our psyche is the fact that PCBs, post-GE, losing GE, the whole psyche. And so I think that's why I loved coming on here today, because when you address the issue of water, that's actually one of the key things, if not the key thing, to revitalizing this city.
Yeah, I mean, to folks who follow Hollywood, while this is not a Hollywood production space, I'm a movie buff. And there's this one really great movie called City Slickers, and it had Billy Crystal in there and a few other things, a bunch of, folks, middle age, trying to get their life back. They go on this dude ranch somewhere in the middle of who knows where. But they had horses, and there was this one dude, a character actor, but he played the part of Curly.
Mm.
And Curly had this message, and the message was, what's your one thing?
Yeah, what's the secret to life?
Yeah, right? Like, what's he actually just said, what's your one thing? that's the question. Like, in the last 4 years, let's call it, just to be honest, from my own experience, it was a little snow globe-like and, with a little extra shake. And I'm... I'm clear that if I went experienced it like that, there are probably some other people who experienced it like that as well. So my, like, and here we are. And in my experience, people have started to talk a little bit more clearly on what's important to them, one way or another. And to have that one thing be water, what would that be like for a society, for a community? What would that be like? You know, if government's first job, not military, not printing money, but having people have access to the basics of being alive, you know, the, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is kind of moot when your water supply is giving you rashes and more.
Yeah, and it's always been, you know, about priorities, you know, so people, you know, they think of water in this city, their water bills have skyrocketed. Why?
Yeah.
Because we have to put tens of millions of dollars into the water infrastructure. In part because of EPA regulations, but in part because of deteriorating infrastructure, and in part because lack of investment all the way around and not just locally. So, you know, I look at some of these things and say, okay, if you're the federal government and it's your responsibility to make sure you have safe, clean drinking water and the rest, then isn't that an unfunded mandate? So, you know, what are your priorities? So you're basically saying to communities like Pittsfield, hey, I'm sorry, your infrastructure is out of date, but you're not in line with our rules. So you're going to have to pay for it, even though we're the federal government and we have a lot of money. But we'll give you, you know, if it's COVID, we'll give you $40 million and you can give out dollars to, you know, various nonprofits. But, you know, that's a little here's a little gift once in a while. But at the end of the day, these are basics.
Yeah, and, the basics.
And,
absolute basics.
And so the question is, where are the priorities? Like we were talking about before, like if you took all the subsidies that went to the corporate food infrastructure and instead used those dollars to help people make organic smaller farms and even gardens throughout communities, those dollars would go probably a lot further. The food would be better and healthier. And people wouldn't be, you know, losing their shirts at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things that are not working in this country, in this community, because we have a system that's not supporting the things that make us healthy and make us truly safe, which is sustainability, which is water that's clean and true and, you know, usable. And usable for recreation. And so the hospitality industry is lock in step with that message. You know, so if you're in Berkshire County, boy, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to say that river is a resource for recreation, a true resource for recreation.
Yeah, totally. Totally agreed. It's and then also, you know, one of the things I was looking at personally is I mean, I did this biology test. Like, I did this because I was somewhat curious, but I was also a little bit of a, you know, whatever. I didn't always follow the directions on the thing. So I took a fish, and I put it in ethyl alcohol for a couple of seconds, and it jerked around.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, this is not good for the fish. So my smart... Yeah, not too smart. 16-year-old brain. When it said, okay, let me put it back in the water, it kind of started to become alive again. Now, it's kind of like that for human beings. If we are surrounded in a space that's not supporting fulfillment.
No, right.
Happiness, healing. What's that going to look like, and how do we attain that? I think that's all a conversation around water as a starting point. And, it's great to think that the next yoga studio or the next coffee house or the next Airbnb is going to be the answer to a sense of aliveness. And then look at another option is could it be cities that have dealt with this in some way, shape, or form or faced an issue regarding this. Aren't those the ones that you want leading the way out of it?
If they're successful.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, totally. Because there have been the crises in Flint. How many communities
something in Westfield right now.
Right.
That's going on with PFAS. And that's something to be like, okay, if we can, as an inquiry and through some action, focus on the value that it brings and then make it relevant. Mm-hmm. For folks to take action in that area.
Right. And it is all about priorities. Dang. And so, you know, we're all talking about the government level, but at the same time, you know, I think we get so caught up in our lives. And I think to some extent, you know, those who are in power in a lot of ways like it, because people are distracted, because people are busy trying to make ends meet. They're trying to figure out how they're going to pay the mortgage this month. They're going to try to figure out how to make sure their kids get rides to their sports and get to school. And next thing you know, nobody's thinking about these issues on the long term. No one's able to put the time and effort. We have a busy population of people who cannot advocate because, you know, we have a system that makes it so it's, you know, everything's more expensive. So now people have to work harder just to make ends meet. Wages have not kept up with the cost of everything. You know, I think to some extent, a lot of this is contrived, because, you know, those in power don't want people advocating for what is good.
Well, there's a saying I have is, how good are we willing to have it?
Yeah.
And it's like I've personally seen in the last few years a lot of bumper sticker politics or yard sign politics. And, you know, the work to be done for renewal in a world that has seen a long stream of death for the last 4 years, with a big emphasis on the last 6 months. It's, you know, folks are, I see, interested in having that conversation.
And I think that's in politics is broken too, because when you look at it, it's designed to divide. And the reality is, we all have so much more in common than otherwise, like, if we look at the things that are important.
Like water.
Clean water.
Like air.
Being able to have your kids go to a decent school. Being able to have an attractive place to live. You know, and I know why I say attractive place to live, a place that's clean and safe.
Yeah.
You know, not a gated community. That's not what I'm trying to suggest. So, you know, all those, whether you're Republican, Independent, Democrat, left-wing Democrat, hard-right Republican, Libertarian, there are some things that everyone actually does agree on.
Yeah.
And but we're always pushed to the areas by typical media to focus on the things that divide.
And what John means there is that we're atypical. And this is And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're talking with John Kroll, former mayoral candidate, came in second. That's pretty good.
When you make it to the final two, you can't get in third. And since then, you know, I built my, you know, because it takes some time to ramp your work back up.
What are you doing now?
A marketing agency, 180 Media, which I've done for many, many years. And we have a couple of podcasts that are up and running, including The Blend with my wife, Cara, which has been an amazing, fun experiment, focusing on the issues of blended families.
Yeah.
And which is so common nowadays. How do you make that all work? Working with different households and having stepkids and integrating step parents and the whole thing. So that's been wonderful. And we go live every Tuesday night. But in my business, you know, we build websites, we do branding and lots of graphic design, PR communications. And one area of focus that we're helping people through is online sales and marketing, which is a huge demand right now, because people are beginning to realize that I don't have to work a 9-to-5 job if I'm smart and I'm able to think about creating a product or even doing some sort of, you know, affiliate marketing. There's all kinds of ways.
Life coaching is a big deal.
Or having your own business, but you have to market that business. You know, I think now more than ever, especially after COVID, people realize that I don't have to go into an office for 8 hours a day to make a living. And I think that's another one of those lies that society has put
out
there.
Well, that's part of the cycle that we have. Yeah. And there's actually a lot of new businesses starting up. And that's part of the renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Like what kind of business, like what kind of organizations are coming out? I hear all this about regenerative agriculture. I hear a lot of stuff around life coaching. I hear a lot of stuff about creating the kind of work life that has people be in balance.
Yeah, it is. And it's about just basically, in some cases, simply finding a market. You know, for example, you've done it in your past, you know, creating water technology, you know, that you were able to sell and make a living that way because you have this passion for this. Other people have different kinds of passions. And, you know, maybe they love a product and then they can sell that product. Or maybe they love a product so much that they want to develop their own, you know?
Exactly.
Or, so like, or create a training program based on their expertise, you know, these kinds of things. So that's one of the things that I've been helping people with is starting that journey.
Because fulfillment comes in many different ways. Mm-hmm. It's simply not just staying at home watching television. It's not just, you know, going to the gym. It's like what creates a fulfilling life. Economic self-sufficiency is one of them that helps create some fulfillment.
Yeah.
And then all the other parts of what has things work. Mm-hmm. And again, for those who are just tuning in, we're talking to John Kroll, former mayoral candidate. He's someone who's spent a good portion of his life in Pittsfield. He's someone who knows a lot about what has gone on. He's been involved with government. He's been involved with projects and volunteering. A couple of things. You were telling me about something, some project coming up. What might that be?
Oh, I mean, I'm working on several projects. But as you were mentioning, so talking about water as well. So I went to school at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, and that whole area is built around, well, there's the Delaware River, which is on the edge of Philadelphia, but then there's the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia, and boy, if you look at how that river is developed in a positive way, you know, all the boat houses and all the homes and then all the recreation areas around it, there are great models out there of how you can utilize the river. And we've talked about blue spaces as well, which is something that I think we can do more of here.
Even on the east side of town. Like
absolutely.
We're here on East Street, and there's, after you pass, I think that name of the establishment is Worley's.
Mm-hmm.
Food is their thing. and you got about a mile after that that just hugs the river.
Mm-hmm.
Hugs the river. And it's completely not about development, but you don't have access to it. Mm-hmm. How do you create access so people could walk their dog, have a picnic, you know,
or
on
go
a swing.
For a kayak.
For a kayak.
You know, and so, you know, I think those kinds of things, you know, inviting people back to those natural resources that is the river, you know, the lakes have a great deal of use.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably things that we can do to help manage that better and even generate some revenue to some extent as well as far as the city goes. But I think the rivers are underutilized, but we know why. Because we've stayed away from the rivers because people feel that they're not safe there, or maybe, and they haven't been, you know, I mean, a great deal has been cleaned, quote unquote, but I think that's part of what, you know, what you're working on as well.
Yeah.
To say, what's an alternative?
Yeah. As a radio host, I've got like other things in my waterland world around content creation, around a book. But a game that we're playing here, and you recently took a position on the advisory board, is something called the One Berkshire Water Project.
Hmm.
And a way to encapsulate the leadership role that Berkshire County deserves to kind of do a U-turn 180 for water. Now, because it's transforming that relationship that Pittsfield had from one of, you know, being at the receiving end of stuff, mm-hmm. and everybody knows what the stuff is. But in the meantime, it's like, can we be a leader? Because lots of other parts of the country, right nearby, we got Westfield, we got Bennington, we got Hoosick Falls. Not too far away is Newburgh, New York. You got East Palestine, you got Flint, you got Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. You got lots of places that are dealing, and it's not just there. It's around the world, and it's all around the United States. It's mm-hmm. around prisons, where a lot of PFAS is showing up to. So it's like, can we be the leader through this cultural conversation here, but also in shining not just a light, but bringing solutions to the table.
Mm.
This is what works to bring people back to the river. This is what works to do cleanup that, you know, might be outside the box of digging a hole to dig another hole to put cement on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are all things that, you know.
And as I'm understanding, a sort of lack of openness by the EPA and GE to look at alternatives to what, like you said, digging the hole, picking the dirt up and shipping it off on a train or not, or burying it in Lee and Lennoxdale.
Yeah, digging a hole to dig another hole to put it
to and to you know, basically pay the communities off some few millions of dollars in order to, you know, to have them say yes
to
that.
So let's look at it another way. Okay, so another way, again, we were talking about corporation before. We'll do this in a minute because we've got a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kodak, big brand, big into photography. They discovered the digital camera. They literally discovered the digital camera. And they said, don't think that's a good idea. So I would assert that remediation is GE's digital camera.
Yeah.
How much possibility is there for cleanup around, not just here, but around the country and around the world? Ka-ching, ka-ching. Can you see the value in that? And could this be their digital camera moment? And they may learn from Kodak's mistake by actually saying, oh my God, looky there. I see green in those brownfields. And you know, perhaps that's something that would impact the shareholders and the people who care for a future for a company that, you know, helped build the middle class.
Yeah, yeah,
but also is now helping to, you know, obfuscate.
Mm.
So, again, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. A quick goodbye for John. John Kroll, how can people find out more about you?
Yeah, I mean, I got a blog. It's johnkroll.info. We have my website, 180 Media, all spelled out, O-N-E. M-E-D-I-A media .com. So 180 media. And so I think that I'm very easy to find. Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and all the rest.
And the One Berkshire Water Project, there's actually going to be a launch on that happening over, I believe that's May 21st over at a place called Bondu up in New Ashford, so stay tuned for that.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's an experimental kitchen with a Bangladeshi feel.
Well, I can't think of anything more appropriate.
Yeah.
As a place for a launch.
Yeah.
For the One
lunch,
for sure.
Lunch for launch.
Water Project, absolutely.
And it's right on the Green River, too. So you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be here with you. We got a little bit more water music coming your way. And again, look for us anywhere you're going to find your podcast. Next song up is called Zerili Along, Azurili Tong, live at the Turkish Bath of Eger, and it's actually by a Hungarian rock band by the name of Karakash Band from their album Water.
I ain't in no hurry at all. hand. Take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on, by the hand, baby. Take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with me, get it all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See?
Thanks again for tuning in to our H2O show on So It Flows. And we'll be seeing you soon. Dripping wet. Bringing water outside the cup.
Abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.